Right, this is, well, for 30 Days Wild, the Wildlife Trust's initiative in the month of June 2015 to get everybody to do something a little bit wild, outdoors, connect with nature and do that every day, something different for the 30 days of June. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm outside and I'm drinking a latte, sat on the grass, which is very nice. We have extremely busy lives. We both work full time. We run a rescue, as anybody who follows us on social media will know, and a pretty busy rescue, and it can get very intense and you can feel as though you never get to actually relax. And at the moment we've got hoglets in, they need feeding every 2 hours, so even if you have got a little bit of time, you're limited to time slots. Yesterday we were both off and we're lucky enough to live 10 minutes drive from a very large wood and meadows. It's a national nature reserve and we get up there when we can, but it's only 10 minutes drive away. And we thought, well, we've only got 2 hours, 20 minutes round trip, we can spend an hour there. So we did. And sometimes it just comes down to making the effort to do something, which I guess is part of what 30 Days Wild is about. Because we live on an island, no matter where you live, there is going to be a green space fairly close. So it may be not on the scale of our local woods, it may not be surrounded by countryside, you may not only be 10 minutes away, but there is going to be something. So we went up there and we basically went for a walk for an hour. We weren't looking for anything in particular, but just in that short time while we were up there, we stood there watching two buzzards circling for a while, a sparrow hawk. Down by the ponds there were lots of damselflies around, lovely broad-bodied chaser. And the thing is, you don't need to know what they are to enjoy them. In the meadow area, there were lots of chimney sweeper moths. Lovely little sooty black moths, daytime flying moths. Speckled wood butterflies in the woods. Quite a lot of hornets flying around, which are always interesting, shall we say, to hear that very bassy drone of a hornet coming towards you. But as I say, you don't have to know what these things are called to enjoy them, and just enjoying the difference. A very, very sunny day, so enjoying the difference between that direct sun in the open grassy areas and then that close cool shade of the wood. Lots of different senses to engage with nature. And within that hour we relaxed an awful lot. And yes, we knew we had to go back to a hoglet feed and severe casualties that are in at the moment, but it did make a difference. This morning I thought, fine, I've got a little I'm always up early. I was up about 4:45 in the hospital, the wildlife hospital, and then the drive to work. But I've got an army style little cook set. Very basic little thing. Fits into a very small pouch where you've got a water bottle with a cup that fits over the water bottle, and then a metal base, and everything fits inside each other. Which you can put wood in, Or a little fuel tablet, which is what I did this morning, and then a large metal cup, which you stand on that to actually boil the water or cook whatever you want to cook. And it's very, very portable. And I've just come out onto the park and sat here with a little snack bar and made a drink. A cappuccino, because they're easy, because they come in a self-contained little packet and you're not carrying different items like milk and sugar. And yes, you've got to be sensible when you're outdoors. Obviously, working as a ranger and in parks and with the wildlife rescue, lots of sites, obviously, you know, things like wild camping. This isn't camping because I'm here just making a brew, but barbecues, this kind of thing, fires, yes, they can cause extreme problems. And yes, you know, I have in my jobs been the guy pulling up in the four-wheel drive coming over and saying you can't do that here because somebody's got a fire going or a huge barbecue, and apologised and gone to the back of the four-wheel drive and brought out a couple of gallon container of water and basically doused their fire out, which may seem a real spoil sport thing to do, but areas are sensitive, and there are lots of areas. One site I worked on, because of the soil and peat under the soil, fires would actually start underneath the ground. You wouldn't even know it was there, and then they travel and they come up yards and yards away hours later, and I've had to go and fight those fires. So you've got to be very, very sensible. This is a self-contained tiny little pouch. The fuel tablet burns itself out within about 7 minutes. 5 minutes the water was boiling for my drink. But I think it's we've got to respect what the rules are on places. And obviously, as I've said, I'm one of those people who enforces those rules. But there's also common sense as well. If I came across somebody with one of these little sets making a brew, I am not going to, you know, pour water on it. I'm going to think, fantastic, well done. I'll probably go over and have a chat with them, unless they look as though they don't want to speak. So, you know, this kind of thing is so simple, but it is so nice to do. So that's my, as I take a nice slurp of cappuccino, that's my 30 days wild for this morning. This cook set, or this little, yeah, I suppose cook set is the word that you'd use. It sits there all the time under a storage unit in the bedroom. And it's been used before, but at the end of the day, it could be used more. And if anybody wants to look at what these are, people who are into sort of bushcraft and things will know what they are. But it's a BCB Crusader cooking system. It's wonderful. There's nothing like sitting outside and having your brew, as opposed to sitting inside and going and flicking the kettle on. This little fuel tablet now is totally burnt out. It's totally cold. The base, even though it's totally self-contained and metal, I made sure I was on bare earth anyway, and I found half a brick, and I put it on top of half a brick. So there's no chance of me starting a fire, and I haven't got a huge fire raging, and now, well, I can touch the bottom of the little cooking section of it, the fuel holding bit. It's stone cold, but I'm outside. The sun's rising higher in the sky. I've got birdsong all around me. What a fantastic way to start the day. So there you go. It's the 12th of June, and that's my 30 days wild for today.